Hi, I'm Alex Smith of Radio EcoShock, and this is an interview with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, done on February 19, 2007. And our topic was the new greening and climate change program announced by Gordon Campbell, the Premier of British Columbia, Canada. Vaughn Palmer, the provincial affairs columnist for the Vancouver Sun, has been the best guide to climate and energy initiatives springing up on Canada's west coast. We're honored to have him on the show today. Welcome, Vaughn.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. And Vaughn, there have been a flurry of announcements and big promises from Premier Gordon Campbell and the recent throne speech. It's all kind of a greenish blur for the public. Can you tell us what the government is saying about climate change and what they promised to do about it?
Well, it takes up about a third of the throne speech, and I guess what it says collectively is that the government's finally admitted there's a problem and they need a fairly ambitious program to deal with it. The full list, as I said, takes up about a third of a throne speech. It runs about 40, 45 pages.
These seem like pretty big promises to be making, but Finance Minister Carol Taylor told the press there'd be no new money for it, and on CTV News, Premier Campbell said no new legislation, no money, no laws. How will the government do it?
Well, I think there will be legislation, and I think there will be budget and funding programs over the next few years. As I read the problem of climate change in the Western world, this is not something that's going to be solved in 3 months. We're probably going to be dealing with this for the rest of our lives.
Right. Well, it seems like an almost miraculous conversion for Premier Campbell, who closed the Environment Ministry just a few years ago and wasn't a Kyoto fan. What do you think's behind this change?
Well, if you look over Campbell's time in politics, I think you'll find that on occasion he changes his mind about issues and does a complete reversal. I think we saw it on First Nations, on treaties. In opposition, Campbell went to court to try to overturn the Nisga Treaty. In government, he's now one of the national leaders on the need to reconcile with First Nations, on the need to develop a new relationship with them. And First Nations leaders themselves have acknowledged that. So this is not the first time we've seen a conversion.
Do you see this as a budding alliance of West Coast states with the province on climate change?
I think there's some potential. And there's some need as well. If you take the example of the ports on the West Coast, one of the contributors to pollution on the West Coast is diesel-powered ships coming in and out of port, idling in port, sitting in harbors. And if British Columbia were to take the lead on that, all it would probably do is undercut the competitiveness of the Port of Vancouver, which already has problems. If all West Coast ports made a common alliance to make themselves greener, then you could potentially have an accord that would stretch, cover the entire west coast of North America. You would not be able to get goods in and out of North America without bringing them through a greener port. If Los Angeles, Tacoma, Seattle, or sorry, Long Beach, Tacoma, Seattle, the port at San Francisco and Oakland, Prince Rupert and Vancouver were included in your alliance, you just simply wouldn't be able to bring goods into the coast without putting them through a port that had adopted a green accord. So that's one of the potentials on the coast. We don't know till the governors and the premier and everybody gets together whether or not there's any appetite for that, but I think all West Coast leaders are facing this challenge to one degree or another. I noticed that my friend Joel Connolly in the Seattle paper today is alerting people in Washington State to the British Columbia government's new green plan, saying in some respects it exceeds what they've done in California, and asking, where's our governor? Where's our state legislature on this? So, you know, there's kind of a leverage going on here between jurisdictions that I think has some potential for cooperation.
We could all push each other along together.
Well, I think there's, you know, a lot of this going on in a lot of places. I mean, most governments in the Western world are, to one degree or another, trying to decide how far they're going to go with this.
Well, it's great the two proposed